Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver, 96.9 in Boulder. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by Ed Bozar Chevrolet, Colorado's number one Chevy dealer. Former CSU running back Kyle Bell is the general manager of Ed Bozar Chevrolet in Aurora, and he's been helping Ram fans get great new vehicles at fantastic prices. Plus, if you mention you heard his ad on Ram Nation Radio, he'll give you an additional $500 off the sale price. Head into Ed Bozar Chevrolet at 2001 South of Anna Street in Aurora and tell Kyle you are a Ram fan and he will hook you up. Steve Ivey returns with us, the longtime RamNation.com poster, posts under the name of Swole Cracker, one of the sharpest guys you'll read on the board, and the author of Cracker's College Hoops blog. I read that religiously. It's got great insights on college basketball and other topics as well. Steve, 14-0, CSU Rams basketball. It's their longest winning streak in history. Did you expect an undefeated start to this season?
Absolutely not. I think I'm probably I'm as giddy as anybody right now, being a longtime season ticket holder at CSU and being a longtime lover of college basketball. There's sometimes you're there with your heart and sometimes you're there with your brain. And the brain said, looking at that out of conference schedule, 13 games, 10-3 would have been a solid record. 11-2 would have been really good, and anything beyond that was kind of unfathomable. And 13-0 is where they ended up. There were some losses in that schedule, but somehow this team just keeps finding a way—not just getting better, but they really know how to dig down when it's money time.
You know, it seems that fans around the Mountain West and the country, and including some of CSU's own fans, that have somewhat discredited the undefeated start, saying that the non-conference schedule was poor. You know, they only had one team from a so-called power conference on the schedule. But they've had some good opponents on the schedule this year. And real-time RPI, if you look at their strength of schedule, they're 141st. So not sparkling, but it ranks fourth in the conference. What are your thoughts on CSU's non-conference schedule?
You know, I'm not going to say it was the most aggressive schedule. I think it was a good schedule that Coach Eustachy and his staff put together. There's a whole lot of components to getting a team ready. Obviously, conference schedule is more important, but there's a whole lot of components about the out-of-conference schedule and doing two things, getting you ready for conference, number one, and number two, positioning yourself well for an at-large bid. And I think this schedule did both. And I want to talk a little bit about the positioning for an at-large bid, because there's a few ways of going about doing that. You don't just have to play name schools, top 20 schools, and lose to them. That will actually help the RPI, because you know when the teams get evaluated, they're looking at the number of top 25 games you may have played. But ultimately, what they look at, there's several different factors. There's an overall strength of schedule. There's how many wins do you have in the top 25 and top 50. There's also how many wins do you have between 50 and 100. The other thing they're looking at is, do you have any bad losses? Have you lost to teams that are 150 and above in terms of RPI? But the other thing that goes on in terms of this whole formula is road, neutral, and home games. The one thing that Coach Eustachy did very well is he set up a schedule that gave a good balance of home versus road and neutral games. Obviously, we're undefeated in all of them, but if you look at, for example, road games, CSU is 3-0 on the road currently. There are about two other teams in the nation that have won, that are anywhere near, you know, in the top 50, that have won all of three games on the road. One of them is Virginia. They happen to be very good. The other one is Wisconsin. After that, you have CSU. And there are no other teams in, and I could look through the list, you have to go down to BYU at 29th in the RPI before you get to a team that's actually 3-0 in main road games. The other thing is neutral games are important. And again, CSU has three neutral wins by virtue of their winning the tournament up in Alaska. And obviously, we've won all our games. We've seen them win all their games at home as well. But you've got a wonderful balance there. And those are things that the committee looks at as well. And one of the things that I will argue till I'm blue in the face is there is no such thing as a bad road win in college basketball. I don't care who you're playing. It is real hard to go into another team's gym where you may not have much experience. You may not have shot there before. It is real hard to go in and get. You're playing in front of a loud crowd with maybe officials that aren't necessarily on your side. It's hard to come out with road wins. So that 3-0 and the games that Larry scheduled there, those were good games. CU, New Mexico State, and Denver, all three of them, dangerous teams. Those are good games to put on the schedule. So you won't hear me criticizing the schedule. Yeah, we'd love to get a Duke. Yeah, we'd love to get a Kentucky. Yeah, we'd love to get a Kansas. We played two of those three teams a few years ago in national TV games. They're fun. They're fun to watch, but inevitably, those are hard games to win. They help the RPI, but it's real nice to. It's also nice to just play good, solid teams like CU on the road and win as well.
Rankings are really meaningless in college basketball. They're more for fans, but they also have brought exposure to the program because when there's a ticker or anytime the polls are released, CSU is there and being talked about. CSU's been ranked 24th in both polls for the last week. CBS Sports comes out with their top 25 plus one every week, and yesterday came out as number 19. Real-time RPIs, it's been fluctuating, but they're in the top 25 there. All that considered, do you think that the Rams are legitimate at 24th in the country?
It's so hard for me to answer that because, like you, I'm not a big believer in worrying about rankings that are, you know, other than, you know, the AP and the coaches poll are great because, yeah, you get your name on the ticker. It's kind of fun to see that CSU logo. It's also fun when I go to the ESPN.com website and I get the top 25 games as the group of games that I can pull up right away. And so it's real easy to get the CSU.
Right. You don't have to drill down to the Mountain West games. You can get right. I love it.
Yeah, so that's awesome. But, you know, I can argue one either way. I look at a few things. You know, I look at, obviously, RPI is an important metric that gets considered when teams are selected for the tournament. Right now, if you go to, there's a website called Live RPI, and CSU is like 12th right now in that after the win over Boise State. They're in good place there. And there's ways that they're projecting based on their out-of-conference schedule, based on how they think they're going to play out the rest of the season. CSU is projected to finish with an RPI in the low 30s. That would make them about an 8 seed in the tournament. Are they top 25? I don't know. I think it's more important about getting into the tournament, and it's more important about getting seeded in the tournament. And right now, they're tracking pretty good with RPI. There are some other statistical things that take into account margin of victory. And if you don't like the run-up scores, you get burned a little bit. CSU has played a lot of tight games. Ken Pomeroy does a website where CSU is about 55th. I could argue they may be the 55th best team, but in the grand scheme of things, if you look at their record overall and you look at how they're considered, I think the ranking is deserved. I'm not going to argue till I'm blue in the face that they're 24th, 23rd, whatever, but that's pretty darn close to where they should be at. I would say they're top 30 right now.
Steve Ivey, college basketball guru, author of Cracker's College Hoops blog, is our guest tonight. The Mount West opener versus Boise State on New Year's Eve. It was a sluggish start, but the Rams gutted out a hard-fought 6-point win. Coach Eustace said he wasn't ecstatic with the team's performance after the game. What were your takeaways from that game?
Well, they had a sluggish start. They missed a bunch of defensive assignments early. We saw the two senior leaders, Daniel Bejarano and J.J. Avila, said hello to the bench real early in that game. And you would expect they might sit for a minute or two. They sat for quite a while in that first half. It was an interesting game because I don't think CSU was necessarily at their best. I think they missing Keel Daniels in the middle. Boise was going to give them a good game anyway. And I think they struggled a little bit without Keel playing interior defense. Dan Kidd went out with two fouls. They missed a few assignments, and lo and behold, you're down 14. But the way they got, the bench came on, they got the ship right, and then when J.J. and Daniel came back in the game, CSU continued to come back, and they finally got their nose in front. And kind of the one thing that I always look at with a basketball team, and I think the reason I think last night's win was good, Larry was disappointed, obviously, with the start, but when a team can get their nose in front and then keep their nose in front the rest of the game, That's always a good sign. And once CSU got in the lead, they stayed there. The lead never got huge, but they figured out a way to defend when they needed to. They figured out a way to score when they needed to, and they did what they had to down the stretch to put that game away. I thought it was a very good win, even though they may not have played their best. From a fan perspective, it was a fun game, too.
The 14-0 record, the undefeated record, is going to be put to the ultimate test coming up Saturday night. The Rams got to travel to Albuquerque, which is historically not a place that CSU or a lot of teams have had much success. It's not the typical Lobos team, a dominant Lobos team. So if ever there's a year you can sneak up on them and beat them on the road, this could be it. What have you looked ahead to this game?
I have a little bit. You're right about New Mexico being down. There's some talent there. There's some. They've had some injury issues, missing the coach's kid, Colin Neal, missing another starter named Arthur Edwards, who's just a good, solid player. I would categorize them as young but deep, and they are inexperienced, but they are very tall. They have the ability to sit back in a 2-3 kind of zone. They defend the perimeter pretty well, making the threes hard, and they're real hard to get all the way to the glass on when you're playing on offense. They're not the most polished offensive team, so it could be a very low-scoring game. But it is always hard to win down there. Those people, they see CSU's ranking. They think that's their ranking. That's the way New Mexico fans believe and think, and so they're going to be howling all night. And it'll be a tough environment. The other thing I wanted to mention, the last coach to win at CU and New Mexico in the same year got fired, so I'm not sure if Larry really wants to win this game.
That's a good point, Steve. Well, I think the last time you and I talked back in mid-November, you know, we were talking about your projections for where CSU could fall in the race this year. And you kind of indicated they'd be in the running, they'd be in the top four. And as you released your projections a couple days ago or earlier this week, you had CSU as number two behind San Diego State. Is that how you think it's going to shake out this year, and what will it take?
It's so hard to pick. I have to pick San Diego State as defending champs. And I got to tell you, they are a really great defensive team. They can't put the ball in the ocean if they're standing on the end of a pier, but they can create, they can score layups off of turnovers really well. And that's how they get a lot of their points. And so it's real hard for me to not pick them first, but they are vulnerable. I think CSU is in a very, very good place. The one thing that we're seeing, for example, last night, we saw a guy off the bench, John Gillen, come in and score 25 points. We had a guy on the bench, Teal Daniels, that started showing signs of becoming a force, not just defensively, but starting to score at the rim. We saw the last few games, Fred Richardson come off the bench, get some points. And so this team is starting to round out into what we had hoped they could be, a team, a squad of 8, 9, 10 players that, depending on the matchups, can deliver. So I think they could certainly catch San Diego State. It's just going to be hard. The other team, you got to watch out for Wyoming. Wyoming's awfully good. And they're just not deep, but they got a starting five that's real salty. They had a nice win over UNLV last night. They're going to be hard to beat in Laramie, and they'll do okay as the season progresses. They have four seniors and one junior with a lot of experience. So I look for those guys. And Boise State took a little bit of a hit losing Anthony Dermott, but they're going to be tough as well. So it's going to be an interesting season. I'd like CSU's chances to finish in the top two and with an outside chance of getting up to that first position.
Steve Ivey, longtime RamNation.com poster and author of Crackers College Hoops sports blog, has been our guest. Steve, got time for maybe 30 seconds for one more question. What kind of a job has Larry Stacey done with this mashup of players? You know, they've practiced together for over a year, but they're all guys that are from all different parts of the country, different programs, and that he's brought in as transfers. A lot of them are transfers, and he's really brought them together very quickly. What's your assessment of what he's done with this team?
Phenomenal this year. Like you said, 14-0 is incredible. You can see signs if they're healthy, you can see them getting better. The Teal Daniels injury kind of set them back. The John Clavell injury kind of set them back a little. But when they have all 8 or 9 or 10 guys clicking, I think we're really going to see something out of this team. And Larry and his staff have done a tremendous job of blending them together and understanding how to best use the weapons he has. So it's something.
Steve, well, I really appreciate you joining me tonight. Keep up the great work on the blog. For you Ram fans out there, make sure to bookmark crackerscollegehoops.wordpress.com. It is great stuff. Steve, I really appreciate your time, my man.
Joel, thanks a lot. Happy New Year. Go Rams.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Happy New Year out there. We will see you next Friday night. You've been listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports. Go Rams.